Today's the 19th anniversary of John Sawat's passing. It's always good on days like this to stop and think. What did he leave behind? He left this monastery behind. Without him, we wouldn't have this place to practice. And of course, he left his teachings behind. And one of his teachings that he repeated again and again is that if we want to find happiness, if we want to get past suffering, it's work we have to do for ourselves. No one else can do it for us. No one can make your mind quiet. No one can uproot your defilements aside from you. This is the meaning of his statement, that of all the people in the world, we have only one person. In other words, ourselves, that we're responsible for. Which means we have duties. For things to be contemplated and comprehended, things to be abandoned, things to be developed, and things just to know. And it's up to us to figure out which things in our lives fall into which category. Of course, we've got some advice from the Buddha and the teachers, but individual things come up and you have to decide. Is this something to run with or is something to put aside? That's where the effort in the meditation comes in. Otherwise, the mind just wanders around, sniffs at the flowers, looks at the sky, and doesn't really go anywhere. You think of the dust motes in the air. They just get pushed around by one another. A breeze blows through and they go up and along with the breeze. But they have no mind of their own and no intention of their own. They just go wherever they're pushed. And a lot of people in this world are like that. They go wherever they're pushed. But you've got to make up your mind that you want to make something of this life. Again, think of a John Sawat's example. He's born into a very poor family in a very poor region of Thailand. And looking from the outside, there's nothing that would have indicated anything special in his future. But he decided he wanted to make something of himself. He wanted to accomplish something really good in this lifetime. When the opportunities came, he went for them. So think of his example. We have lots of opportunities here, all kinds of ways of doing good. And so take advantage of them. Because it's not the case that an opportunity like this comes by all the time. But the opportunity is here now. We have the time and the location. He said when he set up the monastery, he wanted a place where people of all, as he said, all languages, all nations could come. And here we are. Coming from lots of different places. But what draws us together is our desire for the Dharma. And that's what erases our differences. So always keep that foremost. That way we show our gratitude to John Sawat and continue his work. Remember, the work of the world is never done, but the good work can be passed on. So it's in our hands right now, and make sure it's in good shape when you have to pass it on to somebody else.